Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, a purchase was made on my card and I did not make it, and it was from this business.
Yes, ma'am. We are a third-party call center, assisting with over hundreds of different products and assist with multiple companies. And if I may
Okay.
have your zip code, I will see if I can find the account for you.
Okay, 89108.
89108. One moment, please. What's your name, ma'am?
Marie.
Marie.
Yep.
Hold one moment, and that to verify the zip again is 89108.
Yeah.
Hold on one moment here. I'll try to locate here for you. Marie, what's your last name?
Hanson.
Marie, and then Hanison.
Nope, S-E-N, H-A-N-S-E-N.
I'm sorry, I missed that. S what?
H-A-N-S-E-N.
S-E-N.
H-A-N-S-E-N, Hanson.
Hanson. Okay, not finding none of that, Marie.
Okay,
Hold.
well, the credit card was it's in my dad's name, but like the
Was
account and
sh
the email is in my name, so
What's your dad's name?
Michael
Okay.
McDaniel.
I did see a Michael McDaniel. Hold on. Well,
It said something about shipping, I don't know, shipping home containers or something like that. I don't know. It's for $54 and I did not make the
yes,
purchase.
ma'am. I'll be able to do that as soon as I locate this account, ma'am, under the correct name,
Okay.
okay? I did see the McDaniel earlier, so that's 89108, correct? There we go, Michael McDaniel. Will you verify that address for me, please?
Yeah, 6545 Pleasant Plains Way.
And that's Las Vegas, Nevada. So hold, please.
Okay.
So what I see here when I that you paid the shipping and handling of $7.95
Yeah, that's the only
for,
thing I paid.
yes, ma'am, please allow me to explain.
Okay.
So the $7.95 is where you pay. I show where you paid the shipping and handling $7.95 for the oximeter, for the pulse oximeter, and you selected that to be shipped out to you based on if you just pay the shipping and handling. But also in the terms and agreements, it does state to you that it would automatically enroll you into a membership to the Gadget Club.
Okay,
And
I didn't read that obviously, so but I don't want that.
yes, ma'am. One
I'll send
moment,
it
please.
back if that's the case.
No, 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 ma'am. Listen, please allow me to help, okay?
Okay.
The oximeter is yours to keep. You only pay shipping and handling to receive the oximeter. That's yours, the pulse oximeter, that's yours to keep.
Okay.
The membership in the terms and conditions did state that in the, I think it's 48 hours, which this was done on the
Okay.
19th, and this is today is the 22nd, that if you did not want to be part of the membership club, you could let them know. Being that they
Okay,
did not hear from you, it automatically enrolled you into the membership to the Gadget Club. They also sent you in your email in the next couple of days. you will receive a $125 gift card to shop at the Gadget Club, okay? If you choose to stay with the membership. What I can do for you, I can give you 35% off of that membership instead of paying $54.97. I can offer you the $19.23 off of that to get used to using the membership to see if there's other gadgets you might want to purchase and use the $125 gift card as well.
I would love to do that, but I can't afford it. And I was like, when that money came off my card, it was this big surprise, you know?
I understand.
I don't remember reading that part, so well, I really need...
Yes, ma'am. Now, are you Miss McDaniel as well, or are you...
Yeah, yes, that's my main name, yes.
Yes, so Ms. McDaniel, would 50% help better on that membership going forward? You would only pay half that amount to utilize the gadget store?
Well, I mean, right now my son's dad is in the hospital with, he's on the ventilator from COVID. I can't really, I need all the money that I can get.
Sorry.
I would love to do that. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry to hear that. So what I can do right now, I can cancel this membership for you so you won't receive any other charges.
All right.
Okay. So the oximeter is yours to keep.
Yeah,
charge,
which I got for when he comes home, hopefully, you know, I'll be able to use it for him. But
yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
So
yes, the oximeter is yours to keep. The charge is a valid charge. You could have, like I said, you could stay with the membership with 50% off to get a chance to use the $125. If not, I would just cancel the membership going forward and you won't receive any other charges.
Okay, but will I get that money back?
So the most I can do on that, ma'am, hold on a moment. And I can do, I did offer the 50% off of that, off of the membership itself. Now, well, that was off the membership, and I can give you 50% refund. Now, hold on. Now I can give you 50% off the membership. You do not want that. Now let me check with my supervisor and see if I can do anything else for you, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I need the full amount back. I mean, I have a kid to feed, and I need the money.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Upon checking with supervisor, the most I will be able to do is a 50% refund off of that back to your card and no further charges.
If I did that, I might as well get the 50% off and get 50% back and keep the membership. Because then...
Well, that choice is yours,
like,
ma'am. What I can do for you is if you want to continue the membership, you can do, well, no, you can do a 50% refund and continue the membership, basically is what that is. Yeah.
Yeah, basically. And then, but you're saying that I could only have 50% of the...
Of the charge that you already made of $54, I can offer 50% off of that. It's the most I can do on that. And
right,
I can,
right. So I might as well keep the membership and give 50% back and keep the membership is what you're saying. Because either...
No, ma'am, you just said you couldn't afford the $54.97 on the membership.
I can't.
So you want refund of your money. I can give you 50% of your money back and cancel the membership going forward.
Okay, but I think I should get my full refund back because I'm not getting anything out of it. I didn't purchase that knowing. I don't remember reading the you have to cancel within so many hours or whatever. I don't remember any of that.
Yes, ma'am.
I was my mind was somewhere else, you know, thinking about my son's dad who's in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need the full amount, and if you're not going to give me the full amount, then I might as well take the 50% off of, and get the 50% back and keep the membership.
Well, actually,
but I don't want to do that because I can't afford it.
Well, actually, that's misunderstood, ma'am. It's actually a 50%. It's either option of 50% refund to your charges, okay, that you received. It's what the most I can do, period, anyways. If you do not want the membership at all, I can cancel the membership.
Well, yeah, I don't want the membership. I want my money, but I want all my money. But if you're only going to give me 50%, give me 50% now, and then I'll call back and I'll talk to your supervisor in the morning or something, because I don't think that's, like, at all fair. Like, it's my money, and I didn't get anything for it.
Yes,
you know,
ma'am.
Like, I don't want anything for it.
Yes, ma'am. It's definitely a valid charge, though, in your terms and conditions. It does state to you before you put in your – let me finish, please. Explain so I can assist you better so you can better understand, okay? So when you put in your card number, it would not give them access to charge that membership unless the terms and conditions were unless they were accepted.
Okay,
that's
well, I obviously didn't read them, like, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, obviously, but, I mean, I don't think that me not reading them, and because I needed the thing I got that I only paid the shipping and handling for, but, like, if I'm willing to give it back or send it back if I can get my money back, you know what I mean, if that's the case, because I didn't, but I'd want my shipping and handling back in price, too, you know, but... I just want the $54 that I didn't know that was going to be taken off my card, that was at a different time, put back on my card.
Maybe, yes, ma'am. I understand that based on there was a lack of communication for you about the terms and conditions. That's why we are offering the 50%. That's why we are offering the 50% refund back to you, ma'am.
Because why can't you offer my full refund back to me, considering I just miscommunicated, like, reading the whole thing, because I thought that that was what I was getting. I didn't know that there was a terms and conditions about, you know, like, joining something. I just don't understand why you can't give me back my full refund.
Should I
have the bank call you, or?
Yes, ma'am. Hold, please, okay?
Okay. Can you hear me? Yeah.
Okay, what happens? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I would hate to for you to lose a dispute with the bank when, if they were called. That's fine if you do. When they call, they're going to need to call here, and they're going to find that it was a valid charge. So with me, at least you're able to get the 50% off. They're not going to be able to do that based on the charge is valid. That's why, based on the lack of communication, I was offering you the 50% back, ma'am.
Okay, give me the 50% back.
Hold, please, and get something to write with so you have a confirmation number. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Just hold on, please, okay?
Okay.
Hold on one moment while I get that for you.
Okay.
Still no change in your account, ma'am. Please hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Still notating your account, ma'am. Please hold. Ma'am?
Ma'am?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, ma'am?
I'm here.
Yes, I'm still notating your account. Please hold.
Okay. Wonder if I can't hear. What's it? Speaker is weird.
Okay, ma'am, you have something right with so I may give you a confirmation code?
Yep.
Okay, just one moment. Confirmation code is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
Two five eight. 790.
790.
Hold on one moment.
Okay.
859.
859.
So that's C as in Charlie, 258 7 8 7 9 0.
Yeah. 859.
That's correct.
Okay.
And hold on one moment. That's your confirmation that no further charges will take place, as well as the refund of $27. And I think it was 2748 will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days, depending on your bank. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
And thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Bye.